Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Just when the Jewish calendar looks like it's all arranged, the Lord adds another special day. Quote, "You shall count 7 Sabbaths of years for yourself, 7 times 7 years." Leviticus 25, verse 8. Remember, every 7th year was already a year-long rest. Now, after the 49th year, already a rest, the Lord thought they should double it with 2 sabbatical years, Numbers 49 and 50. In the 49th year, as the solemn Day of Atonement drew to a close, when they had been told, quote, "Afflict your souls and offer an offering to the Lord," chapter 23, verse 27, suddenly the ram's horns began to blow, quote, "throughout all your land," chapter 25, verse 9. What was this? Jubilee! It meant rest. God provided such a bumper crop that their holiday was extended. The fields would, quote, "bring forth produce enough for 3 years," verse 21. But this wasn't just a break. It was a complete reset. It meant release, quote, "proclaim liberty throughout all the land," verse 10. All who had indentured themselves to pay off debt were set free. Do you have those you could release from some indebtedness they feel to you? It's in your power to do that. It meant reunion, quote, "each of you shall return to his family," verse 10. Say, do you have family relations that need restoring? Now is a great time for that too. And it meant restoration, quote, "if one of your brethren becomes poor and has sold some of his possession, in the Jubilee he shall return to his possession," verses 25 and 28. Some things a man himself should set right. Some things his brother could redeem. Some things must await the Jubilee. One of these days the trumpet will blow for us too. So now is the time to set things right. Or perhaps we can help someone else to be restored. Of course, some things only Christ's return will fix. But praise the Lord, He will fix them all.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.